Now, we're fortunate. We live right on the edge of the blue line. We can step across the blue line and go to work. Our children can step across the blue line and go to work. But I'm awful glad I don't live up in Indian Lake or Old Forge or somewheres up there and expect my children to get a job other than driving a town truck or a snowplow or working for Encon in the state of New York. I'll close with one question for the agency, and I mean this sincerely, and I do not mean to play down the job you have done. I'm trying to play the devil's advocate to show that the people of the Adirondacks have got to be considered. The economy of the Adirondacks has got to be considered, along with all of these ecological things that you have already taken into consideration. As you know, right now, every politician and every would-be politician and every has-been politician is waving this flag of ecology. They're all pointing their finger at the Adirondacks. And they're saying, you know, we louse this up where we live, but nobody's going to louse up my park. This is fine. But are we saving the park from or for the people of the Adirondacks? That's my question to you people. I'm sure that we will have more questions for you at later public hearings.
Mr. President.